Oh, that's right. We're here this afternoon. Hey, I'm Ann Eller, and it is my great, great, great pleasure to introduce to you Nancy Lopez in the flesh, sitting right across from me this afternoon. I don't think she needs an introduction, but my God, she has changed the face of women's golf. I'm telling you what, you know, we talk about Tiger Woods today, but you go back and look at the history of Nancy Lopez. You were it, girl.
Oh, thanks, Ann.
Yeah, you were. It was amazing, wasn't it?
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. I really miss it now that I'm older and I get to watch the young players hit the ball. I'm like, I could do that again.
Well, you know, I think reading some stories and everything that I read about you, you were amazing because, let's see, you were married, you had a child, you took a little time out, and then she came right back, and bam, she was right at it again. That's pretty amazing.
Well, you know, when I started playing golf, I wanted to have children. I didn't want golf to stop me from having a family because I didn't think I'd be very complete if I didn't have a family. And the only thing that changed, though, because I felt, you know, internally, I felt really tough. After I had Ashley, I felt a little less tough. And I didn't know for sure how I was going to deal with me anymore, how I was going to be dealing with being a mother and a competitor. There was definitely a different feeling in my body when I started playing golf again after I had Ashley.
But you get right back in the saddle again and started winning.
I did, and I think why I did that was because I said to myself, well, now I have a child. If I'm going to play professional golf and take her on the road with me, I don't want to waste my time. I want to make it worth my while. That if I'm going to drag her around, poor thing, that I had to win. I had to get back out there and win golf tournaments.
Wow. Well, it is going to be great. We're going to be talking to Nancy Lopez this afternoon. And, of course, she's here because of the upcoming Symetra Tour. And the one and only Jim Medford.
Sounds like a boxing match getting ready to start.
Okay. Well, all right. The one and only Jim Medford is in the building this afternoon. How are you doing, Jim?
I'm doing great, Ann. You're looking great as usual.
Oh, thank you very much. How's it been to be escorting Miss Lopez around to all these different places?
It's been truly an honor and an experience. I've got to really get to know Nancy a lot more. We've had a lot of windshield time. And so in between stops, you keep learning more and more about her. And she is an incredible person. Take all the golf accolades away. She's a great person. And really, it's been my pleasure.
Absolutely. That's pretty awesome right there. Now, Jim, you have Nancy was at lunchtime. What was she doing at lunchtime today?
We had a lunch sponsored by Greenwood Capital, and it was for ladies, and Nancy was the featured speaker, who did a great job talking about her professional life, her personal life, her business life. And then Greenwood Capital, Melissa Bain and group came on and really talked about the importance of preparing yourself financially for what quality of life you want to live. And what a timely conversation for most of those ladies there, because it not only dealt with investments, but it dealt with getting your personal life in order as far as what you want to have for your remaining days. And I saw...
How about remaining years?
Years. Did I say days?
You said days.
How about years, potentially decades?
There you go. I like
that
God.
Better. Oh, my God. Years. Man, I'll be tarred and feathered when I get back to Stony Point now. But, no, it was great, and there was ladies from all over Greenwood, and I could see people taking notes.
I've already talked to some of them who said they were going to go home and check some of these things out.
Yeah, and I think it was a great opportunity for Greenwood Capital, but it was a great opportunity for all the ladies to be there, especially with Nancy sharing her stories.
Well, Nancy, you know, we were just talking before we went on the air. Back when you became a big hit in golf, this was almost unheard of, wasn't it?
Well, you know, LPGA golf was, I think, just there. And when I came out, I wanted to play well. And my goal was to win one tournament that first year, my rookie year. Got my card in July of 77. And I won my first tournament in January of 78. And I said, wow, I can do this. And that's the whole thing about golf. Can you win? And after I won, I said, I like this. I think I can. And then I started winning more. Well, then it was the press wanted to know what was going on. Then I won 5 in a row that year, and I won 9 total. And I became somebody that was in the press room quite a bit, which was great. I mean, I loved it, but it was all about promoting the LPGA Tour. Yeah, it was great that everybody wanted to know what Nancy Lopez had to say and talk about good scores. I didn't really have very many bad scores, but it was more about how much could I do to help the LPGA grow. And if people wanted a piece of me and that helped the LPGA, then I wanted to do that. Because there were some days that I was like, oh, I don't want to do that. But if it's good for the LPGA, I'm going to do it. And it was really, it was a great year. It was a long year. But
were
it was
you prepared?
Fun.
Were you prepared to do that year?
Well, I was 20. And yeah. When you're 20, you know, you're young and anything's fun.
Right.
You know, you'll do anything. You'll try anything. And as I was winning, the accolades and the fans growing and the excitement was unbelievable. I mean, I loved it. And I was never shy, so I didn't have an issue with that. And if the press wanted to talk to me, I liked talking. So it was a good combination.
That is terrific. And then, of course, when your picture was on the front cover of Sports Illustrated, you looked like you were having a blast.
I was. And that picture was taken in Hershey, Pennsylvania, in the trees next to 18 Green at Hershey Country Club, where we had the tournament I was trying to win as my 6th in a row.
Okay.
And it was exciting. I mean, all the press was there. They wanted to see if I could win. The fan crowds were huge. I signed 1 million autographs that week, but I wasn't very focused. I was really, really tired because I'd been on the road and talking to the press and working on my game and a lot of attention, a lot of interviews. But that week, I couldn't focus anymore. I remember Pat Bradley beat me like by 10 shots. I mean, I wasn't even close.
And you remember that.
I remember that, yeah. Because I remember, and people laugh, but it's really the truth. I remember standing over putts thinking about having a quarter pounder with cheese. I didn't even think about making the putt.
I was so tired.
Yeah. I was so tired. I could not focus, but I would be thinking about, I think I'll go to McDonald's when I'm done and have a quarter pounder with cheese. That's how I felt during that time, because I was just totally exhausted.
Guess where we drove through on the way over here?
McDonald's?
You betcha.
We did get some fries.
Did you own any McDonald's stock?
That's another story.
Okay. What story is that?
Well, when I started making a little bit of money, mm-hmm. I told my dad I wanted to buy some McDonald's stock. And he was a tomato, lettuce, and onion guy. They didn't have lettuce, tomato, and onions on the McDonald's hamburgers then.
Right.
He said, no, you don't buy that hamburger. They're not good. They don't have lettuce, onions, and tomato. And, of course, I was really sad that I did listen to my dad all the time. That was one time I should not have listened to him. Should have bought the stock, because as I played on the LPGA Tour, then McDonald's became a big sponsor of the LPGA Championship up in Delaware. And as I told them that story, because I think I had like $10,000 to invest in, I wanted to buy $10,000 worth of McDonald's stock. When I told them that, they told me they weren't going to tell me how much money it would be worth now. And I said, thank you very much.
Yeah, you appreciated that, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Wow. Well, we're going to spend the hour telling stories and having a good time with Nancy Lopez. She's here with promoting the Symetra Tour. And, of course, the legends of the LPGA will be coming. And she'll be having a good time with all that. She's also here for Masters Week. So, if you got a question, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too, paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, it's always interesting here on Meet Me at the Diner. Yes, I'm Ann Eller, and today I have a very special guest. Every guest is special, but it's particularly exciting to have a professional golfer who meant so much to so many people and so many girls growing up looking at golf as a avenue to go down. So we have Nancy Lopez with us, and of course we have Jim Medford here. And Jim, I know you're excited, but how's everything coming together for the second Symetra Tour right here in Greenwood?
Well, that would be second out of a minimum of 10, Anne.
Right, I know.
And it is, we're ready. We're definitely ready. And if last year was exciting, this year will be 10 times more exciting. We have a lot of great things planned, a lot of interesting venues and activities going on while the tournament's happening. So we're really looking forward to this.
So it's going to be May 4th through the 10th.
Right. The full tournament week with activities is 4th through the 10th, and then the professional part of the tournament starts Thursday the 7th through the 10th, 10th being Mother's Day.
Right.
And, of course, we'll have a special Mother's Day brunch in celebration of that great day.
Sure. Now, one of the treats for golfers, shall we say, is the, you know, you played with Jan Stevenson last year in that. What was that called?
That is the Pro-Am.
The Pro-Am, yes.
Yeah, and that was a blind draw where I held my hand over my eyes, and I don't know how I ended up with Jan Stevenson and Blair O'Neill, but...
Liar.
It happened.
Liar. Liar. I think you're right.
Of course, Nancy wasn't here last year, so this will be a double blind draw this year.
A double blind draw?
You never know who I might be ending up with.
Okay. So. Well, we're going to be out there to cover it. We had a blast at the end when everybody was coming off the course. We got to talk to some of these legends. What an awesome, awesome experience it is.
They are such great ladies and so approachable, and I was telling Nancy, because, you know, Nancy had a conflict last year, but we had her here for the hospital ball, which really helped kick it off. But the week when they were all there for the Pro-Am was almost like a high school reunion atmosphere. The girls were all, the ladies were all happy to see each other. They had a great time. And all of our members and guests and spectators that got to see them in action was a treat for all of us.
Yeah, so... now, people got, is it all filled up?
The Pro-Ams?
The Pro-Am?
The high ends are sold out, but we do have probably about three or four at last count of the regular Pro-Am spots, but they will be gone very shortly.
Sure. So, if you'd like to be part of this, I guess just give a call out there to the links.
Yes, and ask for either myself or Tracy.
Okay.
And we will hook you up,
as they say. And what's the telephone number out there?
It is 942-0900.
It's an 0900 number, folks.
Ties in with what the Pro-Ams are about.
Okay, all right. Well, Nancy, you know, we were talking a little bit about the early history, but, you know, I'm always curious. When you were growing up, when you were 8, 9, 10, did you say you wanted to be professional or that you were going to do something with this golf, or how did this all come about?
No, I mean, when my mom and dad played, when I was almost eight when I started walking with them on the golf course, and I loved listening to my dad's golf spikes on the pavement. You know, because we have soft spikes now. A few people have regular spikes.
The kind of clackety sound.
It's a great sound, especially when you walk on the rocks and the... You know, just a great sound. And so I'd put my dad's shoes on and walk around on the pavement just to hear that sound. It was just great. I loved that crunchy sound I was making. So when I started playing golf, I just loved it from the very beginning. My dad handed me a golf club, not much instruction. He had this really strong Spanish accent. He said, Nancy, every time you swing, make connection. Okay, I got it. So I had all kinds of weird grips, but when I swung at it, I always had my tongue out of my mouth, like that. And
you have
I tried
pictures
to
of this?
It.
Do they have pictures of you with your tongue hanging out?
I don't think so. I don't think we could afford a camera back then, so no, I don't think so. So that was my effort, was to try and hit it every time. And as I started to hit it every time, my dad told me that he and my mother had walked ahead, and all of a sudden a ball came flying over their head, and he ducked, and he looked back in anger, thinking someone had hit into them.
Right.
And he said, as I looked back, he says, "Oh, it was just my little Nancy." So that was the cutest story.
That is a cute story.
So he realized that maybe I might have some talent, and so I started playing more. My mom had a set of Patty Berg golf clubs. And she started playing less because she said people were stopping to watch me hit it, and she didn't want them to watch her hit it. So I kind of stole her golf clubs, and then I stole her spot on the golf course because we couldn't afford for three of us to play. So I just started playing golf with my dad and just really, really loved it. And he never forced me to play, so I think I loved it even more. And he would always tell me to play happy. As I just started a company this year called Nancy Lopez Golf Adventures, but our motto is play happy.
Play
so
happy.
I have it on my shirt.
Of course,
my boyfriend, if I'm having a bad day, goes, "What does your shirt say?"
That's a good way to bring it back around.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. But I'm never really like that. I love to play golf. I enjoy it, and I feel like I'm always happy out there.
Sure. So did you take instruction then, or are you self-taught here?
No,
then?
I was self-taught. My dad just gave me a few tips, would come out there and watch me. He knew my swing. Totally. So I really learned a lot by practicing, you know, what I could do with the ball by putting my hands in a certain position, what it felt like when I hit a certain shot. I could correct it, but I was all pretty much self-taught. Besides my father helping me, I figured it out myself.
Now, we all hear stories about Tiger Woods and how his dad was right there training him all the time. You didn't have that same type of experience then?
No, I mean, my dad owned an auto body repair shop, and if I was working on my game and I was having an issue, I'd call him and say, "Dad, can you come and look at my swing? Something's not right." And he'd leave the shop, which is probably about 50 minutes from the golf course, and he'd come out there and watch me and help me with whatever issue I was having, and then he'd go back to the shop.
Wow. That's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome stuff. So why do you think... do you think golf was in your genes, or what do you think it is with golf?
I don't know. I think golf is a sport that you either love it or you don't like it. I don't think I've never heard anybody say, "I kind of like it and I kind of like to play." It's either I'm hooked on golf or I'm not going to chase that little ball around all the time. But more people like golf than that. I used to hear more of, "I don't like it at all. I'm not going to play and follow right. that little ball around." I hear a lot of people say, "Yeah, you know, I want to try it. I'd like to play it. I love it. I'm addicted." I hear a lot of that, but yet I see that golf is not doing well. We're losing golfers out there. And my message, which is to women and to the guys, we're getting so busy in this world. And to me, if you can go on the golf course, excuse me, and spend an hour and a half, anytime, just like people can work out 1 hour.
Right.
Go to the golf course, leave your cell phone, leave your iPad, and go and smell that green grass and chip and hit a good shot or putt, knock it in the hole. Just enjoy what's around you in golf because it is a calmer. It's something that makes you recharge. Because for me to be on the golf course, I'm the happiest out there because it's just a beautiful place to be. And so if we can get all these stressed out people with those cell phones and those iPads to stop looking at all that, because they're ruining their eyes, you know.
Sure, absolutely. They're ruining their health, actually.
Absolutely.
A lot of
ways. To go on the golf course and just enjoy what's out there. They don't have to play 18 holes. The excuse is it takes too long.
Right.
Play two holes. Just go out and enjoy something that's so refreshing and just awesome to be a part of.
Go out and breathe.
Go out and breathe. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, I love golf, and I will always love golf, and I will always promote it. And if we can get more women out there, if we can get the guys out there to play with the women, great. I mean, that's what I feel like I need to do now that I don't play full-time on the women's tour. I do play on a Legends tour.
Sure.
to just get people to love the game the way that I do.
All right. Well, we are here with Nancy Lopez, a legend in her own time, right here on WCRS. And, of course, the one and only Jim Medford. I'm Ann Eller. We'll be back after the news.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here this afternoon with Nancy Lopez. We've been talking about a lot of her early life. But Nancy, you were just telling us you started a new business venture.
What's called Nancy Lopez Golf Adventures. It's me, and I have two top 50 teaching LPGA teaching division players that are teaching for me and all over the country if we can. But mm-hmm. right now in Florida, they've got quite a few schools that they put on. They teach what I'm trying to teach, and that's, of course, confidence, positiveness. And my motto is play happy, because that's what my dad used to always say to me. And the golf adventure is the four that I do as the year goes on, and we put them out there. We've got three that are booked. Mm-hmm. We're trying to work on the fourth one, which will be at the end of the year. Not sure if we're going to do it maybe in California, maybe in Florida, but usually those are going to be 1 or 2 days, maybe 3 day adventures where we will play golf. And really kind of create a fellowship in golf with the women. And the guys are invited, too. You know, they might be a little intimidated that maybe there's one guy and a lot of women. But he might like
that,
too.
Well, the odds would be good then, wouldn't they?
Yeah. So, and of course, we've got a price point where we want to make people, if they want to come with a smaller group, we can do something like that with a bigger group. So it costs less money for them. But I'm going to be there for the whole time. I won't just be in there for one of the days. It will be an adventure of really a fellowship of golf, but learning golf and enjoying it and learning what to practice on. Because I think a lot of people, when they're practicing, Ann, they don't know what they're practicing except bad habits. So
yeah.
We want them to know why they're doing something and get them to practice their golf game so that when they're out there working on their game, they're going to get better. And so that's what my golf adventures is all about, is really good quality time with these ladies, teaching them how to get better. And we want them to play happy.
You know, I've had some golf professionals on. Tommy Penley. Have you met Tommy Penley?
She has not.
I met Tommy. We were talking about the advantages today of technology as far as being able to show what somebody is doing right or wrong or this type of thing. What do you feel about technology and the video aspect and being able to show a person? What do you feel about that?
I think it definitely helps them, because people can't really see themselves swinging mm-hmm. a golf club. And if, for example, when I had my best swing, I wanted to be videotaped so I could watch that. So when I got away from that, what was I really doing wrong? Could be some very simple thing, you know, if your hips are open, if your hips are closed, your feet aren't square, it could be anything. But if you see it, you'll believe it.
Right.
Otherwise, you don't. As a golfer, even a professional golfer, my caddy we'd be on the drive range, and I could not figure out why I wasn't hitting at the pin. It's because I wasn't aimed there. But yet he would stand behind me and say, "You're not aimed there." I'm like, "Yes, I am." So he would come and take a stance where I'm standing, where the club's positioned. I'd have to go behind him and look. I'm like, "Yeah, you're right. I'm not aimed there."
Oh, come on, Nancy. You didn't have a problem with that now, did you?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing how people don't think about it. If you're not aimed at the hole, it's not going to go in there. I call it crooked eyes.
Yes.
Your eyes can get crooked to where you don't really see the true line anymore, either hitting the ball or putting. So I definitely think that anything you can see on camera and is good for you to learn from so that you don't make those mistakes.
Is there any one really good tip for people that are learning to play golf?
The tip that I give to people all the time, and they I don't know if they don't realize you're doing it or they're not doing it, but I will tell amateurs that, where are you looking at the ball? First of all, I ask them, where are you looking at the ball? The top of it, I mean, they're guessing.
Right.
The front of it, the grass in front of it. I'm like, why would you look there? Don't you want to hit the back of the ball? Right. Oh, yeah, I do. I want to hit the back of the ball.
That obvious question, right?
Well, if they can hit the back of the ball, which means they're going to make
contact
with all the ball. Mm-hmm. What it does is, without me telling them to keep their weight there, if they keep their eyes on the back of the ball and they look at the back of the ball, when they swing, their weight is where it should be, and that's going to be behind the ball. And once they come through to start hitting it, the weight's where it should be because your eyes and everything should be right behind the ball. And once you swing to the target, now you go to your left side, which most people, they don't watch the back of the ball. So once they take their eye off the back of the ball, they've gone back and sure, they're still looking at the ball.
Right.
But when they start to swing down, they start to move forward and they can't see the back of the ball anymore. So that's when they hit that right nice little way. Top shot or three quarters of it, part of it. They're not going to hit all of it because their weight has now transferred to the left side way before it should. But if they focus on keeping their eye on the back of the ball until they can see the clubhead hit the ball, which they can't because clubhead speed's too quick, they're going to make more solid contact with the back of the ball and hit the ball better.
Wow.
So pretty simple.
Pretty simple. One simple little tip. It's not about necessarily keeping your head down. It's watching the back of the ball.
And that'll do a lot. It'll keep your head down.
Yes.
Keep your head where it needs to be. Keeps the weights distributed where it should be until you hit the ball.
Yeah.
And with that tip, now I'm going to leave a spot in the tour tournament next year for you.
Okay.
You got 1 year to get ready.
I'll be ready. You know me. I'm a...
You're a gamer.
I'm a gamer.
You're a gamer.
Right. I'm on it. Okay. I'll be ready. I just got some new clubs, actually.
Well, we got your spot open for next year.
All right. I was amazed at how light they were. I mean, it's been a long time since I've played, and the clubs today are like,
lighter.
Oh my gosh, you don't even feel like you are lifting something that, pretty amazing.
They want you to have more club head speed, and that helps.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, Jim, how is everything out at Stony Point as far as golfing out there? I mean, I know you get lots of tournaments out there. You are constantly doing tournaments. In fact, Piedmont Tech's coming up.
Yes, Piedmont Tech is April 24th. That's near and dear to my heart, of course. We balance the tournaments so we don't interfere much with our outside and primarily member play. As far as the course right now, you know, we invested heavily last year with green covers and treatments for the course.
And those special rulers that you have to walk around and check the height of the grass,
right? That's right, yes. We just actually had our conference call with the LPGA last week. And, they'll be rolling into town here shortly.
Sure.
To see where we're at. But we're really pleased with what the course looks like.
Last year it was a little touchy.
It was dicey. We had a very extended winter last year all the way through April. We were still getting ice and freezing weather. You know, while we've had cold weather this winter, it's definitely warmed up sooner. So everything's greening up really nice. The greens are in really good shape. Stephanie Knauer played them this morning, and she was raving about them, which is great because they were a little crusty last year because of the winter. The azaleas, because we did have a little cold snap, mm-hmm. They're just now budding out, and, you know, we've got 10,000 of those babies out there, and dogwoods and knockout roses. So in the next week or two, with this 80-degree weather, we will be popping and everything will be close to peak or just beyond peak by the time the tournament starts. So it's going to be spectacular out there this year.
So that's why I'm coughing, right?
Yeah.
That is our fault with the pollen going on.
Yeah.
That's our lime green car we're riding around in.
Nancy, as a professional that travels around and plays all different courses, what can you tell us about the links at Stony Point? Do you approve?
Well, you know,
This is a biased opinion. Yeah. We all realize this, but go ahead.
Well, anything.
And it's your ride home.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, my gosh.
The pressure's on, Nancy.
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. I haven't played Stony Point yet, but I'm playing it this weekend.
Okay.
I did sit on number 13 yesterday and hit a bunch of shots there for a pro-am that we had. And I love that hole. It's just beautiful. But as I rode through the golf course, I like it. It's rolling. It looks very interesting. I'm sure I'm not going to have too many flat shots. The greens look a little scary. So
scary,
you know, I look
because
there's a lot of undulation on them, and I'm sure as I get them a little bit faster, which I think you probably can only get them a certain speed before they get impossible.
JR from you know that from the years on LPGA, she came out and they have a they want to be a certain speed on the step meter, and I said, you know, our greens are pretty slick usually, and after the first day, she did have us back off that a little bit because they can be, if you're not in the right spot on that green, it can be a difficult difficult two-putt.
But so, it's a beautiful golf course.
Yeah, looks really cool. I know who you're talking about. She's tough.
She is.
And she is very serious. I tried talking to her. She is very serious.
Yes. We've lightened her up a little bit. We've taken her on a couple of booze cruises, and she's a lot mellower these days, Ann. So
okay,
I got her ripe for you now.
Okay, all right. Hey, I tell you what, we're here with Jim Medford from the Links of Stony Point. We're here with Nancy Lopez, international golf star. We'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. Right back here Thursday afternoon. We are with Nancy Lopez. You know, we were just talking about the days when you started in golf. I mean, they didn't have the Symetra Tour. They didn't have that time to get the points and get the dollars to be able to get their LPGA card. You either made it or you went back to square one, huh?
Absolutely, Ann. And it was tough because if you didn't get your LPGA card at that qualifier, you'd have to wait till the next qualifier to try and get your card and get on the tour because we had no Symetra Tour. So the players that didn't make it had nowhere to play, nowhere to make money, nowhere to really prepare for the LPGA Tour. So they had a lot of them had to go back and get a job, work, and try and work on their golf game to get ready for the next qualifier. And it was really, really hard. So the Symetra Tour is giving these wonderful young people a chance to get where they've wanted to go, and that's the LPGA Tour and play professional golf. And it's not easy. So, you know, for Jim and all the people that try and put on great events for these girls, you know, I thank them because they're really giving these girls opportunity when they might not have had it.
Sure. It is a good opportunity. And last year we met some great gals. I remember the gal from the Philippines, Dottie Argeno. Her mom and dad were with her. We sat down for an interview. I've just got to tell you this. Sat down for an interview, and Dottie was talking. Well, all of a sudden, Dad took the microphone from Dottie. And he actually owned a driving range in the Philippines.
Wow.
And he always brought Dottie out, and Dottie this and Dottie that. And he said that, I said, so how do you feel about your daughter becoming a professional golfer? And he goes, well, I always thought I'd hear it in the hospital, paging Dr. Dottie Argeno. Now I hear it on the tee, Dottie Argeno. It was a good story.
Yeah, it was a good story.
Yeah. So I don't know if Dottie made it or not or what happened. I know at the Symetra Tour that she played bad on the last day of the tournament. And,
well, she made it to the last day. She made the cut at least.
She did. She did. Yeah. But I was out there on that last day, and her dad, he was mad. He walked off. I don't know what happened.
Was he a real big guy?
No, he was a little. He was a Filipino little guy. I never heard much more about her, but maybe she's still on the tour. I don't know. But it was so funny because I thought I'd always hear my daughter's name in the hospital, paging Dr. Dottie Argeno. Now I hear it on the tee.
You know what was great about that last year and for years to come here? We had players from 17 different countries that come in, and a lot of them had their mom or dad with them. And the cultural exchange that took place that week was so great and exciting and refreshing. You know, we housed 94 of those young ladies in private homes. And I have the easiest thing we had to do this year was housing, because everybody wanted the same girl back or that didn't house before. We now have, I think, on our list over 100 plus homes for 144 players, because they all want to house these girls. And they're all young, great ladies, great work ethic.
Nice manners.
Yeah. And, but the cultural exchange of, they come from all over the world to be here in Greenwood. So that's probably one of the most exciting things about the week.
It is. I can remember being out there on a Sunday afternoon when the girls were coming in. This one girl, they drove in from New York. Now, they've been driving, and they drove in from New York. It was a Oriental girl, jumped out of the car and went immediately to the putting range. I was like, oh my God, talk about a work ethic.
I was there when she came, and her mom went up and sat on the front porch.
Yep,
you and I were there.
And
she said, we've been in the car, and that's what she's doing. And so mom sat up there and for literally a couple hours watching her daughter putt. It was amazing.
That's the type of stuff that you see. And of course, the beauty of this is, and I know that your whole emphasis, Nancy, is to promote golf and golf for women, is that this is a great opportunity for young people to be able to see the sport of golf. And of course, if we don't capture some of those young golfers, you were saying yourself, golf is, you know, on the decline. We need more golfers out there to be able to enjoy it and keep the sport alive.
We do. And I think when you think about having an event with your children, the golf course is the greatest place to take them. And there's a lot of people that don't play golf, but why not go to the golf course, learn about golf, you know, have a hot dog, watch some beautiful people play the game. The way they comport themselves is very important, because you want your children to see that, and they're very good at doing that. These young players get it. So you're opening the doors or the eyes of these young children to say, maybe I can do that. You give them hope. Mm-hmm. You give them dreams to try and follow. And golf is such a great game. You know, I think when I played golf, it probably kept me out of a lot of trouble, you know, because I could have been out, you know, on the streets doing something else, but I wanted
eating
to go to the golf
course.
Eating
more McDonald's.
You know, they gave me a credit card a long time ago so I could go through the drive-in and have
McDonald's.
But it's so important for us to, you know, teach our children really a sport that has honor in it.
You know, and something you can do for a lifetime.
You can't play
You can't play football for a lifetime.
No. And you can make a living playing golf. And I think, you know, I was sitting here thinking, you know, why do people want to watch some Metro Tour players? I think it's a great thing to do because, they comport themselves beautifully. They play a beautiful game. They hit a golf ball that a lot of people can't hit, because it's not easy to hit a ball that's standing still for some reason. But once they find a player that they like, they can follow that player and watch her maybe be one of those great competitors on the LPGA Tour. And it's fun to follow somebody and pull for them.
Sure.
So I think, you know, people here in Greenwood can go and find their favorite LPGA professional that's going to be out there on the tour and root for her. Keep in contact with her. I mean, they love that. So they become a family in golf.
Sure. I remember a little girl that was out there last year on Sunday afternoon, and every player that came off had to sign her hat, her shirt, her whatever. And I said, why do you want all these girls to sign your shirt? Because they may be famous someday. That's true. And, you know, without all that, where would it be? So this is really going to be a great opportunity. If we have inspired you just a smidgen to come out there to the links of Stony Point, May 4th through the 10th, to be part of this experience, it only costs, how much does this, it's ridiculous. How little does it cost to go?
Well, Ann, the tickets are $5, but children 12 and under are free. And this is not about ticket sales. I really want to have the community come out and see these great young ladies and legends. And we have 6 LPGA Solheim Cup players coming as well, out there to play. And whether you love golf, play golf or not,
just I want to you get to some fresh air.
Get some fresh air, as Nancy said. Smell the grass, But I want you to see my 10,000 azaleas when they're blooming, because you know what? We took a lot of time to plant those things. But
and
it will
a
be
lot of money.
Some money. We just came from Wesley Commons, where apparently I had more than I thought I did.
Okay. Well, you know, it is a beautiful time of the year to be out there. It's Mother's Day Sunday is that Sunday, the ending day.
Yep.
And what's so neat, if you have family, friends outside the area, and I always say this is a great time because you don't have to keep them at home with you. You take them out there to the golf course, and you get payback for maybe visiting somebody else.
Absolutely. And we have some great food prepared the whole week. We have Grits and Groceries, again, collaborating with us on the Mother's Day brunch.
This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Go ahead there, Jim. Sorry,
thank you for that break. And then we also have Lee's Barbecue and then our own chefs. And we have an event tent that seats over 600 people. We'll have ice sculptures. There are chandeliers in there. And the Lander Jazz Quartet will be playing some great music during the Mother's Day brunch. And then after you stuff yourself, you get to walk it off and go watch some of the tournament. So it should
be
a great day.
But you know what? If you don't want to walk, you'll take them to whatever hole right
there.
We have
a nice – first of all, you get to park inside the gates this year, which is important. And Mother's Day brunch, we got parking right next to the tent. But we also have some nice, classy shuttle buses that say Lander University on it and the Burton Center. They see, and we're constantly going to be making the 3-mile loop. So if you don't want to walk, you can hop on a little shuttle bus and go right to whatever hole you want to go to.
And hole 13, the one you were playing on there, Nancy, I understand is going to be the place to be.
Hole 13 is a tournament within itself. We've built stadium seating around the green. We have CenturyLink is going to be providing Galaxy tablets for caddies to race from the tee box to the green. We partnered with Connect Lake Greenwood, so there'll be probably 2-3, who knows how many hundred boats anchored off that.
And fireworks.
Fireworks that, and fireworks will be going off at 9:30 that night from a barge on the lake over the cove.
I understand you're going to have the Carolina Pride Miss Pig.
The debut of Barbecue the Pig.
There you go.
Topiary will be right next to the Carolina Pride tent where we're cooking their sausages and hot dogs and stuff. And we have a tiki bar. We actually went out and we built and bought things to make an authentic tiki bar. We'll be down there selling all types of beverages.
Hula girls.
We do not. I'm not going with the hula girls, Ann. You got me on fireworks. I'm drawing the line at the hula girls.
But not too difficult to get.
Yeah, but we do have our bartenders. We'll have eye patches and parrots on their shoulders and the Jimmy Buffett, Tommy Bahama type shirts on.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
And it's gonna be five o'clock all the time at hole 13.
Oh gosh.
And then Saturday night on the elevated tee box that Nancy played from all day yesterday, we will have the Deacons of Swing performing a concert from 7 to 9. So where can you get all that for $5?
I don't know. I don't think there's any place,
nowhere,
Jim Medford.
Nowhere I know.
That's right. And, of course, this is, we really must mention as we wind this up, that this is all for such a good cause.
We raised last year $250,000 to support local charities that specialize in women's and children's needs and services. And I'm really proud to say, Ann, we're north of that number right now for this year. So we're going to be pushing. Thank you. We're going to be pushing between 275 and 300,000. And bear in mind, I'm a multiple of math.
Yes.
So for 10 years, we could be giving back to the community over $3 million to support these really worthy causes. So that's what all this is about.
Absolutely. Well, Nancy Lopez, for you to come and lend your name and be part of this is really awesome. And I really appreciate you coming out this afternoon and talking with us.
Well, thanks, Anne. I've enjoyed the interview very much. Thank you.
Absolutely. So as we close this out, I want you to know that I have a couple of magazines right here. We've got to get them signed by Nancy. That's right. We'll be auctioning these later. No, I didn't say that. Hey! Nancy Lopez, what a legend in your own time. I know you've had a blast with your life.
Oh, it's been a lot of fun and competing. And I think, you know, it wasn't all about winning trophies. It was about meeting all the great people that I've met all over the world, all over the country, and all the friendships that I have now that I'm not playing golf full time.
What do you do with your trophies? I understand you don't even have them out where people can see them.
Yes, they're in the World Golf Hall of Fame in St. Augustine.
Okay.
And they did a beautiful job. There's a big room with all my stuff in it, which was a lot of work to find. I was like, oh my gosh, I just found my veil for my first Holy Communion, and then I found my sash when I was a Girl Scout. And the only thing was, I gave them the little pictures of me and my uniform, and they're really bad when they blow them up.
Yeah.
They look really bad. So, but it was fun, and it's all about my family. I have three great daughters, and my mom and my dad were just fantastic. And so it's a story, and I'm real proud of it, and they did a beautiful job. Took all my trophies, and they're in a big trophy case there, and they took my Ray Cook putter, and they put it in a case all by itself. It was a putter that made me quite a bit of money and won a lot of golf tournaments for me. It got a little concave in the face, so I don't use it anymore. But it's a special place to have all my things there right now.
Do you go back there and visit?
I have gone back there, and then, of course, we have induction ceremonies. This year we will be going to Scotland to induct Mark O'Meara and Laura Davies, and there's two other, one of them is deceased, I cannot remember, I think it's Graham Marsh, I could be wrong, can't remember. You have those senior moments.
Right.
But we'll be going to Scotland to induct them there, which is pretty thrilling. I'm excited about that. I've not really been there to play a lot of golf, so I'm going to get to do that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, it has to be awesome to go into a room that is totally dedicated to you. And stand there and look around and go, I did this.
It was. And you know what was really amazing for me? I asked my three daughters to go to this ceremony, this opening of this beautiful room that they did with their mom's history. And as I looked at all three of my daughters, Tori's my baby, who's 23, really wasn't involved in my career as much because she was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Erin, my 28-year-old that was more into what she was doing at that time. And then Ashley, my oldest, who was into everything Mom was doing. So as we left there, and they got to see all of what Mom was really about, because as they were young, they didn't really know who Nancy Lopez was or what she did. They were just my children, and they traveled with me. And so when I asked Ashley, what'd you think about all that, Ashley? And she's the one that was very connected. Mm-hmm. To my philanthropy, golf, everything. She said, Mom, I was really proud of you. And I get a little teary-eyed when I think about it. And my middle daughter, Erin, who I bucked heads with a lot,
right?
She said, Mom, that was pretty cool. And that really made me feel good.
Got to you.
And then my youngest daughter, Tori, who knew I played golf and knew I was, you know, a good golfer, she looked at me and she goes, Mom, you are really good.
That sends chills up my
spine.
So
cute.
Yeah.
You know, because they all had a different time of Mom.
Right.
And they all described it then.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome.
That is.
In closing, I can't remember the name of the movie, but the movie about the girls' baseball team.
League of Our Own.
League of Our Own. That reminds me when all of them came back and saw the display and everything that had been done, and they walked around, and that was me, and this was me, you know, this type of thing.
Yeah.
That brings that to fore. Nancy Lopez, thanks so much for sharing your stories with us.
Thank you, Anne. Thanks for having us.
This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.